from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Missouri House gave initial approval yesterday to a bill that would block some private companies from buying farmers' land through eminent domain for the purpose of harvesting energy. The bill was amended on the floor to narrow the scope of the legislation. The amendment targets a project known as the Grain Belt Express, which would buy farmland to harvest energy and send it nationwide, including to some cities in Missouri. Representative Tracy McCreary worries that the amendment will start a domino effect, where Missouri lawmakers will be able to interfere in which projects come to the state.
I feel like we're starting to go towards this direction of picking winners or losers, and that makes me uncomfortable in this chamber that we're kind of interfering and trying to roadblock one particular company. For the first time ever, the General Assembly is attempting to meddle in this.
Supporters of the bill say eminent domain for private use is an infringement on personal property rights. They also said that the farmland affected would not reap some of the cost benefits of the project. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld Governor Mike Parson's appointment of Mike Kehoe as lieutenant governor. Judges ruled 5-2 yesterday in favor of Kehoe keeping his job. Kehoe took office amid a shuffling of state office holders that began after former Governor Eric Greitens resigned in the face of potential impeachment last June. Though enrollment in the Smart 911 program is rising, the number of subscribers in Boone County remained quite low compared to the overall population, according to the Office of Emergency Management's 2018 annual report. The program allows subscribers to give medical information to emergency services ahead of a 911 call, which can save time during an emergency. Enrollment jumped from 530 subscribers in 2017 to almost 1,500 last year. But Presiding Commissioner Daniel Atwill had questions for Tom Hurley, the Deputy Director of the Emergency Management, about those low numbers at Tuesday's commission meeting.
For a county of 180,000 population, what would you expect?
I would have to do some research and find out what other counties get as far as their saturation percentage.
Still, Commissioner Janet Thompson says the program is key for saving lives.
For instance, when I made those calls about my mom this winter, they already knew who was in my home.
For more information on the Smart 911 system, go to KBIA.org. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.